We've been hearing a lot about the Florida Barrier Islands wrecked by Hurricane Ian, but that powerful storm also hit inland communities. Floodwaters still have not receded in some areas, and the state's crops have suffered. Tens of thousands of acres of farmland were in Ian's path. NPR's Debbie Elliott visited a ranch in Sarasota County to gauge what's ahead for farmers.
The gravel and dirt turpentine still road leads to the Longino Ranch, established 1934. You might miss the turn because the front sign is blown down in a ditch. Ranch manager Cliff Coddington heads out in his pickup to see what Hurricane Ian left behind.
We're going to run up and look at some tree damage that's down, and right here we're going through some water that it was flowing over the road right here. This was up, almost coming in the windows.
The water is still up to the truck's tire well more than a week after the hurricane.
Power lines were down. They've got them back up. We still don't have power yet, but they got the lines back up, so it's getting closer.
This is a huge and diversified operation that includes cattle, timber, citrus, beekeeping, wildlife conservation, and sod farming on 9,000 acres in northeast Sarasota County. Hurricane Ian touched every corner. Pine trees are twisted and bent in half. Metal roofs are ripped from barns. Beehives are toppled, and sprawling oaks are crashed atop fences. Coddington has been riding horseback to survey the 128 miles of fence.
We'll be months, I'm sure, before we can completely look at all of our fence lines. I know we've might have at least 10 miles and maybe, you know, and probably more, but that's what I've got down so far.
He says this ranch runs 1,200 mama cows, and most survived the storm. Coddington is a sixth-generation cowboy and past president of the Florida Cattlemen's Association. The group has turned a nearby stockyard into a distribution center for emergency supplies like posts, barbed wire, chainsaw fuel, and hay. The Florida Department of Agriculture is still gathering information on the extent of the widespread damage to farms and ranches and preparing a federal farm disaster request. Jim Strickland, another sixth-generation cattleman who has a neighboring ranch, says the scene here is playing out at cattle ranches all across this part of Florida.
Right now, we first strategy, almost a triage situation, is we are going around our perimeter fences just to make certain that we fix every hole, every tree that's on that fence to keep our cattle from getting out, from getting on the road, and somebody getting hurt.
He says flooded pastures mean the grass is no longer good for grazing, and that cattle have been standing in water, which could lead to disease, including foot rot. And high water is lingering. Coddington says the south end of the Longino Ranch is not accessible.
That is still underwater. I mean, there's no way I can get it. Even on a horse, it's halfway up over my boots, you know. So it'll be a week, 10 days probably before we'll be able to get down there.
It's a bumpy ride out to the citrus groves because the water flow was so strong during Hurricane Ian that it carved deep ruts in the truck path that runs through the ranch. The wind damage is stark. Row after row of trees are bent in the same direction toward the southeast, stripped of leaves and fruit.
Citrus got beat pretty hard. It put the whole grapefruit, we're in the grapefruit and oranges, all of our grapefruit crop is on the ground.
Coddington says this year's fruit crop is a total loss, and he estimates as much as 30% of the trees won't recover. Even before the storm, the USDA had predicted the Florida orange crop would be down by a third this year. Coddington says this is yet another blow at a bad time, with farmers already under pressure because inflation has driven up the cost of doing business.
I mean, we're kind of a price taker. We can't set our price for a profit or a break even. We take kind of what we get, and so it's been kind of hard to survive, and then you get one of these stomped on top of you, it makes it tough.
He estimates it could take up to 5 years to fully recover from Hurricane Ian. It's like starting at square one.
The first day or two after the storm, I was wondering whether I really wanted to start over again, but it's in your blood to do it. And That's what we do. So,
after 9 days with no power, he arrives back at the ranch office to a sign of progress as power crews test their repairs.
You all good?
You got lights, my friend. You got lights. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
One step on the long road to recovery. Coddington says Hurricane Ian won't knock down determined Florida ranchers. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Sarasota County.